92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Paul Mendenhall with a man who has been writing and performing music for more than 4 decades. Rick Springfield, an accomplished actor. He's been on Broadway. He's headlined in Vegas, starred in numerous movies and television series. And most recently, Rick, a twisted version of yourself in Showtime's Californication. And now you have a memoir called Late, Late at Night, and this is going to surprise some people, I think.
Yeah, I think it will. Surprised me.
I know there's you had a bout with depression, a substantial bout with depression. Does sexual addiction figure into this too?
I don't call it sexual addiction because to me that signifies that, like, you know, hey, I can't help it. I'm an addict, and I certainly could help it. And it was just sexual issues that I kind of stuff I was raised with when I started first playing guitar, you know, and getting the attention of girls, which. But it is addressed very heavily because it becomes quite an issue when I decide to get married and have kids.
Now, this is before you're married, because you've been married for 24 years. So obviously, you met Barbara after the first round of Dr. Noah Drake and the Working Class Dog album. But you must have had all kinds of opportunity there.
I met her actually just before. She was my girlfriend, and she's responsible for a lot of this success because... she gave me a quiet confidence that I'd never had before, so we were both launched into the rocket ride together, and but you know that having a girlfriend didn't stop me at first with all the sexual stuff.
And you were 22 years old when you were you had Speak to the Sky, which was one of your first hit records, and at that time I believe you were seeing Linda Blair. It was like, what, 15?
Yeah, I started seeing Linda around 75, I think.
And then you decide to focus more on your acting, but all of a sudden the two worlds come together. And Rick, it would seem like with Working Class Dog and your role as Dr. Noah Drake, you would have everything, but yet somehow you're still depressed.
I'd achieved a lot of what I wanted to achieve, which I thought would make the depression go away and heal me and make me better. And there's a moment in the book where I realize that it's still with me, and you know, all the success and everything didn't change me. I just kind of hoped it would, but it didn't.
How bad was it for you? I mean, how bad did it get?
It's a constant battle for me, you know, and it started. You know, kind of when I was 17, I actually tried to commit suicide, and it was around 16 to 17. I was just I was failing school, which was at the time was the only benchmark of whether you were doing well in life or not. And I was doing really miserable at it, and was staying home a lot, and didn't really have any friends, and felt completely. Ostracized and different from everybody else, and it got too much.
I heard that you were actually concerned about your appearance.
Yeah, pretty hideous. And
wow.
I say, you know, I just, anyone who's there, who gets to that point, just take, you know, if you can take a day or a week or a month or a year to step back and just wait, and things change, and if I had succeeded at 17, I wouldn't have had the life I've had, and I wouldn't have the amazing family that I have.
Quite an accomplishment. The book, Late, Late at Night. Rick, thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks a lot.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.